Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, May 25th. Unfortunately, today we are talking about the nation's worst school shooting in nearly a decade and how it's renewed an intense debate about guns in America. Also, what to expect for this year's hurricane season, which is right around the corner. Plus, do our phones make us miserable? How you can help find the answer. Walmart is rolling out 30-minute deliveries by drones in 6 states. We'll tell you where. And whether you cook with it or sip on it, National Wine Day means discounts on your favorite vino. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Sadly, we start today with another mass shooting in the U.S., this time at an elementary school in Texas. At least 19 children and 2 teachers were killed when a gunman went classroom to classroom shooting 2nd, 3rd, and 4th graders in Uvalde, Texas. That's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Even more people were hurt. One law enforcement official told the AP and other news outlets that a Border Patrol agent was working nearby when the shooting started, so he rushed in without waiting for backup, and he shot and killed the 18-year-old gunman. Officials have not said what might have motivated this attacker, but police say he used to go to that elementary school and lived just about 2 blocks away. Before the shooting, he reportedly shot his own grandmother, crashed his car outside the school, then stormed the building. Police say he acted alone. Law enforcement officials also say the gunman was using 2 military-style rifles he bought on his 18th birthday, which was last week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the attack will be fully investigated by state and local law enforcement. He's expected to visit Uvalde today. And all around the country, flags will be flown at half-staff through the end of the week. Well, the horrific attack in Texas is just the latest in a series of mass shootings that have fueled debate again between those who want tighter gun laws and those who don't want any laws that would compromise the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. President Biden addressed the nation just hours after the attack, and once again, he called for tougher gun safety laws. He blamed the politically powerful gun lobby for blocking those kinds of laws in the past and said it was time for Americans to stand up. Many of his Democratic colleagues have been echoing that sentiment, like Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who gave an emotional speech on the Senate floor, asking his colleagues, quote, "Why are you here if not to solve a problem as existential as this?" But many Republican leaders say Democrats are already politicizing a tragedy. Texas Senator Ted Cruz told CNN that even though people are grieving horrifically, gun reform is not the solution. Instead, he's advocating for more armed law enforcement on school campuses. And Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina questioned the impact that any gun laws could actually have. Stay tuned. Well, just hours after President Biden flew home from Asia, North Korea sent a message. South Korea says the North test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile and 2 shorter-range weapons into the sea. If confirmed, that would be North Korea's first such missile test in about 2 months. This just after President Biden worked to convince American allies in Asia that the U.S. would help deter the growing threats coming from North Korea. Even before it happened, U.S. government officials had warned this missile test was likely coming and that North Korea was also primed to test detonating a nuclear bomb. Still, they say these weapons do not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. or to American allies, at least not yet. Separately, China and Russia held a joint strategic bomber exercise near Japan on President Biden's last day in Tokyo. It was their first joint military drill since the invasion of Ukraine. The White House quickly condemned it, as did Japan's defense minister, who called the move especially provocative given the timing. To be continued. It is almost that time of year again. Hurricane season starts just 1 week from today. And this year, for the seventh year in a row, forecasters expect it to be a busy one. The federal agency NOAA put out its predictions for the next few months. It's expecting the Atlantic will get up to 21 named storms this year, and 10 of them could become hurricanes, meaning they'll pack winds of at least 74 miles an hour. As many as 6 could reach Category 3, 4, or 5, bringing 111-mile-an-hour winds or stronger. NOAA's forecast did not say how many of those storms could pass over or near land, so it's not clear how much damage will really be done. Still, forecasters say now is the time to get prepared, since it only takes one storm to dramatically impact lives. Hurricane season runs June 1st to November 30th. Those storms could happen before or after those dates, too. More American babies were born last year, making this the first time the birth rate has gone up since 2014. The CDC put out a new report this week. It found there were nearly 3.7 million births in 2021. And that's a 1% increase from the year before. Before this report came out, the number of births had been going down by an average of 2% a year. So the trend is changing. And there are some theories as to why. Like Pew Research Center polls have found that Americans delayed having babies during the first year of the pandemic because there was a lot of uncertainty about both public health and the economy. So the rising number from 2021 could have to do with a bit of a rebound from 2020. All that said, births in the U.S. are still way below historic highs and way below the rate needed to keep the current population size. More news is coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. There's a certain kinship I feel when I see someone else wearing Rothy's shoes. Not only do the shoes grab my attention for being cute, but also it's as if we both know the secret to comfortable, chic shoes that we can wear all day long and still turn heads. In fact, Rothy's are known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They have tons of iconic, compliment-worthy designs in bright but sophisticated colors. And as always, all of their products are made with planet Earth in mind. The company has repurposed about 125 million water bottles so far by knitting all of their products with thread made from plastic bottles. Plus, you can wash your shoes in order to wear them over and over again. I've had one of my Rothy's flats for years, and they're still going strong. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. How do smartphones impact our well-being? Google and researchers from the University of Oregon are teaming up in the hopes of finding out. They want you to take part too by downloading Google's Health Studies app. Researchers will use the app to study how people are actually using their phones, not just how they say they use them. The app might track how many times you unlock your phone, for example, and then how that might be impacting mental health and overall well-being. Google says users do have to give the okay, and only then will data be collected using research protocols. And the company says this data will never be sold or used for ads. The lead researcher hopes the results of this study could better inform companies, including Google itself, and encourage better products. It could also provide more data to policymakers. If you want to take part, you can download the Google Health Studies app from the Google Play Store and sign up as soon as this Friday. Then it'll track your phone usage and health patterns like sleep and physical activity for 4 weeks. You can choose to include data from your Android phone and your Google-owned Fitbit if you want. The study will be open for a year, and the researchers hope to get up to 14,000 people to take part. Amazon is being accused of sacrificing worker safety for speedy deliveries. A coalition of labor unions called the Strategic Organizing Center put out this new study and says it shows an injury crisis. The report found nearly 1 in 5 Amazon delivery drivers were hurt on the job last year, and that's a 40% increase from the year before. It also says contracted Amazon delivery drivers are hurt at nearly 2.5 times the rate of the rest of the delivery industry. Injuries include things like slips, falls, dog bites, car crashes, and more. The report blames production pressure and unmanageably high quotas for deliveries. But an Amazon spokesperson pushed back, saying the study, quote, cherry-picks data from less than 10% of our delivery partners to tell an inaccurate and misleading story. She also says safety is a priority across the Amazon network and that the company has rolled out technology to help bring the accident rates down. It'll be the largest drone delivery operation in the U.S. By the end of this year, Walmart expects to be using drones to deliver products to 4 million households in 6 states. And for you, it could mean getting your items delivered in less than 30 minutes. Yes, other companies have been experimenting with drone deliveries as well. But up until now, they've only been testing them in a few small towns, with customers choosing from a short list of items. But Walmart and partner DroneUp have fewer restrictions. Walmart says shoppers can order anything from Tylenol to diapers to hot dog buns, as long as it all weighs less than 10 pounds, and customers pay a delivery fee of $3.99. It'll be available in more places, too. The cities are Dallas, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Tampa, Orlando, and Richmond, and the drones will deliver from at least 3 Walmart stores in each of those cities. In general, supporters say drones reduce emissions and traffic on the roads, plus allow for faster deliveries. But critics have voiced some concerns before about noise and privacy around homes. Either way, the FAA will be watching Walmart's rollout closely. Wine lovers, here's a good excuse to pop those corks. Today, May 25th, is National Wine Day. It's not clear exactly when this holiday started, but there are some references that date back to at least 2009. Either way, it's a day for wine enthusiasts to unite, celebrate, and take advantage of some discounts. For example, Whole Foods is offering 20% off all rosé wines today through the end of the month. Also, Barefoot Wine is offering 15% off orders of popular wines with the promo code GRILL. And there are plenty of local restaurants and wineries around the country offering deals too. So whether you want to drink wine, cook with it, or just learn more about the different kinds, today's the day. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our sponsor, Pampers. Any other parents out there ever feel a bit overwhelmed by all the things we have to think about and do? I hope I can help take one thing off your plate by letting you know about Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. I started using these diapers in recent months after my baby Dax got a little older and more active, and suddenly we needed something that would really move with him and not gap in the back. Well, Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers are Pampers' best fit and protection for an active baby. Unlike regular taped diapers, the 360 gap-free fit stretches around my baby's waist, which means he no longer has that gap on the back of the diaper as he crouches down. Instead, Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers keep my baby comfy and dry, which means I am cleaning up fewer messes. Plus, Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours and is hypoallergenic. So I've noticed fewer rashes on my baby's skin around the diaper, and all in all, we're both happier. Buy in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Now back to Work Wednesday. The pandemic inspired millions of Americans to retire early, but now, more than 2 years into it, many older workers are going back into the office. The trend is being called unretirement. Labor Department data shows about 1.5 million retirees re-entered the U.S. labor market over the past year. And in recent months, the trend has been picking up even more. So what's motivating these unretirements? Well, the Washington Post points to a combination of things. For starters, COVID-19 is not as big of a concern as it once was, especially now that more than 90% of American seniors are vaccinated. Also, a lot of work arrangements are more flexible, so a lot of them can set their own hours or work remotely. And inflation has made it more difficult for people to live on a fixed income. So for a lot of people, going back to work is not so much of a choice as it is a necessity. Employers are catching on, too. Many are specifically recruiting retirees by posting jobs at senior centers and churches. Plus, there are websites like retirementjobs.com and workforce50.com aimed at older Americans. This trend has surprised a lot of economists, who say this is the first time they've seen retirees being a targeted population. But it seems as long as there's still a labor shortage, employers will keep going to greater lengths to attract and keep workers of all ages. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.